Welcome to the next episode of the Digital Workplace Deep Dive Podcast. I'm your host, Weston Morris. Well, if you've been involved with IT for any amount of time, you have been trained on the importance of having an ITSM platform, IT Service Management. What is that exactly? I mean, it's like if I'm a grocer and I'm trying to sell groceries, but I don't have cash registers, I don't have refrigerators. It's this necessary underlying infrastructure that makes it possible for you to do your business. We need that in IT. That's the ITSM platform. And I tell you, it's expensive. People could spend several millions over a four-year span in deploying an ITSM platform, maintaining it, upgrading it, this includes licensing, maintenance, upgrades, and things like that. And yet, I just saw a report from McKinsey that says 7 out of 10 IT projects do not achieve their expected ROI. So this is kind of crazy. We spend all this money on this. We know we need it. And yet there's a potential of us not achieving our ROI. So I'm super thrilled to have as my guest today, Nitya Mudaliar, who is our solution manager focusing on our enterprise service management, which includes ITSM, to kind of pick her brain and find out what are some tips that we can get, you know, the absolute best use out of our ITSM platforms and ESM services. So welcome to the podcast, Nitya.
Thank you, Weston, for having me. So I want to walk through some of the ITIL processes, which are form the backbone of our IT infrastructure of our business in any enterprise business. For example, service desk, we need to be able to track our tickets, provide knowledge base that, you know, which are correct and up to date. We need to manage our endpoint, our assets, you know, make sure they have the right software, like our smartphones, printers. We want to know what our key, if we have our kiosks, lockers, and other, you know, point solutions that are, you know, come on the IT infrastructure available, you know, whether they have the up-to-date softwares. We need to know all that information. We need to make sure change management is kind of conducted properly. Like if we are able to make any change on one of the things, how does that affect down, you know, if there is any kind of a issue happening somewhere else. So that all these form a basis of ITIL, which is very important as part of our ITSM solution.
Kind of like the grocery store, right? I mean, this is what makes it possible for us to do IT, is this underlying infrastructure. And I think people can relate to these things. We talk a lot about service desk and asset management and device management, those sorts of things. But so let's just imagine, Nitya, that I'm a CIO and I'm saying, man, we really do not have a robust ITSM platform in place and processes. We've got a bunch of different tools we're doing this with. I'm going to go to the CFO, the CEO. I'm going to spend, you know, several million on implementing this. I can guarantee you the CEO and the CFO are going to ask the question, okay, great. I see you want to do that. What's the ROI to our business? Can you help with that?
There are several areas. I can mainly name four. Knowledge, because we need to reduce the time to fix a problem if we have the knowledge, in the correct knowledge and the correct, you know, curated knowledge available for them. And then we need asset management, because we need to know what's the cost of the PC, right? How much are we spending? And also even bigger cost is the software license, because there's sometimes we spend so much license cost, we don't need it actually, or we have overspent and we have got a compliance issue with the vendor. Then change management is very important. As I said, all these IT infrastructures are connected to each other. Any kind of a change on one could have, if it's not managed correctly, could have an adverse effect on the other and will cause even further delay and, disruption in our environment. And most importantly, we want to have a consistent, employee experience, because keeping them happy and productive is key for the business.
So I think the CEO, the CFO will probably recognize all of these as being real problems and things that, yeah, should be fixed. If you deploy a patch, you don't want it crashing a bunch of things. If you're paying for licenses, you want to make sure they're actually being used. So I think the real question is will we actually achieve an ROI by deploying this?
Well, good you asked this question, because there is, yes, an expectation that we are able to save tens and thousands, or sometimes even millions of dollars annually as part of these implementations, and or even enable new revenue. But sadly or unfortunately, not many achieve. In fact, 50% are actually failed.
Well, Nidhi, I guess the key question here is, I'm thinking if it is challenging at best to achieve an ROI, I would say not just with an ITSM platform rollout, but pretty much any major IT project today, with the success rate being so low, what are some of the pitfalls that you've seen that people make that prevent them from getting an ROI that maybe our listeners can avoid in their rollout of an ITSM platform?
So the problem here is most enterprises, they start with the tool and then they try to solve the business problem. We got to start the other way around. We start with the business problem. Forget the tool set. What are you trying to achieve? What is the end goal over here? Are you trying to save money? Okay. But are you trying to enable some function of the business? Say, you're trying to make donuts, you know, in your donuts, machine needs to work. If that's your end goal, your solution, your right ESM solution should be, tuned to work with that. And that is the key to, that is the pitfall I've seen many, but people don't really look at from the top down, but from the tool itself. Hey, this is the tool I'm chosen. Let's look at the capabilities and start implementing them without a thought, without a an understanding of what you're trying to achieve because by implementing that. So that is the major pitfall that I have seen in the industry, why these ITSM projects fail.
I think a lot of this goes back to maybe the problem in selecting an ITSM platform vendor. Is that right?
So you have used the wrong word here.
Uh-oh.
Vendor. It is that relationship you have with your ESM provider that you are at a risk. You know, my recommendation is to treat the vendor as a partner where they have a vested interest in the responsibility in your success. Going further, it would be great to set expectation with your ESM partner that it is really support us. Hey, support us so that we will be willing to be that spokesperson and advocate or reference on how to best use your platform so that we get a business success. So that's the key.
Gotcha. I really appreciate the first point you mentioned there, especially. I mean, the stop thinking about a vendor, thinking as a partner. And I think that ties with the first point that normally in IT, we think about fixing IT problems, but you're asking us to take a step back and really look at the business, work together with our business leaders, the CFO, CEO, other senior leaders, and ask how can this ITSM platform and the services we're enabling here, how can they actually enable the business? I'd love to hear some examples. Could you give me any?
Absolutely. So looking beyond IT is key here. We can consolidate multiple tools. We can achieve cost savings by reducing complexities. These are just one of the few examples. But as far as use cases are concerned, you can think about HR services, facilities management, customer service management. And then we have industry specific solutions, which we could cater to, say, public sector, public sector digital services, healthcare, just to name a few.
Maybe we could focus on the first one you mentioned there, because I mean, that's going to apply to any industry. Everybody has HR. And if there's a way of bringing HR and IT, the CHRO and the CIO together, how can a robust ITSM platform and services make that possible?
Absolutely. One of our customers is a poster child for this particular journey that we took them with. This particular customer is our global commercial real estate customer. And what we did, they already had a robust ITSM platform with, they had already implemented the ITSM modules like incident, problem, change, request, knowledge. So that was, it was a full-fledged implementation. And they really liked the platform and the way and they were doing HR services in another two or three disparate tools. And that's when we were able to reach out to the CHRO and that group to see how we could help them with tool consolidation. Because these platforms are best used, as I said, not just as a point solution, but as a platform itself for tool consolidation. So this is how we approached it. And we were able to implement many use cases for this customer, like onboarding, billing inquiries, like the if the you know their employees have some billing information that they want to request for. Payroll inquiries also was part of it, because as you know, we all have questions about our paycheck. And one of the very so many of them employed third-party contractors in their business, and they had billing information, billing related questions. This used to happen through emails and very clunky, you know, experience. They had very bad experience. They used to take weeks and sometimes months to get back to them. Right now, they had a front end form. They have access to that form. They have a streamlined workflow at the back end supporting this. And they are able to get back to these, you know, requests within 2 weeks and complete them within 2 weeks, in fact. So that is how streamlined that experience is for not just their own employees, but also third-party contractors. And that's a big win. Also, with this particular customer, we took it to the next level. We have recently implemented an HR assist pilot. Now, what that does mean, it's a Gen AI solution where we are trying to, you know, add Gen AI solution for and helping the HR services agent, like, you know, helping them on case summarization, you know, response generation, case deflection, just to name a few. So we're taking this customer from ITSM to HR to Gen AI. So we are really taking this customer through that journey, and the customer is really seeing a lot of value in investing in this platform.
Yeah, Nidhi, I'm really impressed that you're able to help not only with, you know, captive employee onboarding, but also contractors as well, which is a totally different process and is often problematic. That's really cool. You know, when you're describing this, it reminds me about us here at Unisys. Field services is a super important part of our business. And I know there's been a lot of effort in taking full advantage of ITSM platforms to be able to make sure that our services to our customers are being met. I mean, can you expand on that a little bit?
Absolutely. You rightly mentioned so that we have a big field service operation within Unisys, and we have taken a big step towards modernization towards our tool consolidation. So we were using a lot of disparate tool sets for managing our global workforce, parts management, scheduling, task management, just some of the very few functions that I've mentioned of field services. As you know, field services is so complex. All of that has been implemented with our ESM platform. You know, we give an Uber kind of an experience to our customers, where we are able to track our field tech on the maps. We are able to get you know, proactive notifications on SMS, WhatsApp, those kind of end-to-end user experience, not just for the customer, the field tech, as well as the business owners. So that is like a full holistic FSM implementation that we have undertaken within Unisys.
Nice, nice. Now, I think we have time maybe to squeeze in maybe one more example, if you don't mind, Nitya. You mentioned, I think, healthcare is another area where there's specific business problems, and maybe the ITSM platform, really we should be calling it an ESM platform, Enterprise Service Management, not just ITSM. How could an ESM platform like that help in the healthcare space?
Yes, absolutely. Healthcare is a very, you know, wide field, as you know, and one of the major requests or requirements of a healthcare organization is a lot of regulatory compliance. They have a lot of regulation compliance needs. One of them is HIPAA, as everyone knows, but there are many such you know, needs that they have. And most of these solutions are actually can be catered to that kind of a requirement. We can make sure those are governance. So we can provide customer service, you know, streamline customer service for this particular healthcare customer, who they were a back and a joint pain management healthcare organization. And they were able to use this existing ESM platform for you know, providing an omni-channel customer service for their customers, and also streamline operations and workflow for their employees through ensuring HIPAA compliance. So that is very key over here.
Well, I'd like to maybe just recap what I've heard here, because there's a lot to absorb here. So one of the key takeaways I'm hearing is if I'm a CIO, obviously I'm thinking about IT problems, and that is what you would, you know, deploy an ITSM platform to help address, you know, incident management, change management, so on. But I think the The main takeaway here is stop thinking about your ITSM platform as just IT. In fact, that's why we should say ESM, Enterprise Service Management. Think about it as a platform that enables my business. Have a conversation with my business partners to see, what are the unique needs and challenges they're facing, whether it's healthcare, whether it's airline, transportation, finance. They've all got unique specific needs. And you even mentioned like HR, onboarding. How can this platform help with the processes, the workflow, the data sharing? And I think I love the example there with healthcare because there's a lot of privacy and data specific challenges that need to be addressed as well. So I think that's the main takeaway. Now, Nydia, maybe to close out here, if we can, I can, have you look into the future just a little bit. What are some of the changes we can expect to see in the near future with an ITSM or ESM platform going forward?
Well, on the tech front, I can always tell that these three things, AI, agentic AI, and automation, that's going to be the mantra out there. I think not just here, but in every technological forefront and in industry. But think about it. In today's world, how do you interact with your for any kind of a service, right? You interact through a form. And a workflow gets kicked off at the back end, right? What I see in the future is we can talk to a bot and tell it what I need. Yes, I need a data report on how many cases are there of measles in my state. Just throwing it out there. I need a report, and I just write that down. I don't even fill a form, and I get that report. You can schedule that report. You can ask it to send that report to an email. We can literally, that's what I see as the future. The next generation of the ESM platform, it's going to totally change on how we do business.
I could see that. Well, Nydia, I just absolutely love that you're able to carve out some time and share your tips and suggestions. I mean, it really is important that if we invest in an ITSM or ESM platform, that we get an ROI. And you've given us several excellent suggestions here. Key is working together, IT and the business. But thank you again so much for the time you shared with us today, Nydia.
Thank you for having me over here, Weston. It was a pleasure.
Well, folks, that wraps up another episode of the Digital Workplace Deep Dive podcast. I'm your host, Weston Morris. Thanks for listening.